Bez Hashem, we continue with Shari Tshuva at the first Seder Beis Medrash, Shar Aleph Ois Lamid Vav, the 11th principle of Tshuva, Shir number 56. Chibuz Derachov, searching one's ways, this is the 11th principle of Tshuva. What does it mean, Chibuz Derachov? So we're going to see over here, there are three aspects of examination, of a person examining his behavior, to improve and to make sure he doesn't come back to the same averos that he did. This pasuk, the pasuk that we say in Vehurachum, is the basis, the source that Rabbi Yonah brings for Chibuz Derachov. The pasuk says, "V'en Eicha Peregimel Pasuk Mem Nach Bisa Derachenu." Let us search. Let us search our ways and examine. Chikur, to do examination. V'nashuva ad Hashem. Nachbisa is to search. What does it mean to search? A person has to take an accounting, he has to be accountable for his behavior. He has to determine what are the averas that he did. That's pshat in nachbisa. He has to search. To search means, what are the averas I did? Now, all of this, of course, begins with a starting point. A person has to learn Torah. If he doesn't learn Torah, I've told you the story in the past. I'll repeat it now. About the yellow light. A very sweet, gentle friend of mine, as they use the expression, he couldn't hurt a fly. He got one thing wrong on his driver's ed test. What was that one thing? As you know from the story I've said in the past, he said that you speed up at a yellow light. Well, why did he get that wrong? Because he lives in a such community, that's what he sees. He sees at a yellow light, you put your foot on the gas, you speed up. So, when he came to the test, that's what he got wrong. He forgot what he studied. This goes without saying. A person has to learn Torah. He has to know what the mitzvahs are. He has to learn Shulchan Aruch. Men, women, everyone. We have to know the halachas. Everyone, men and women. Only then can a person start to do a chippus. I'll tell you, someone had a frightening situation Erev Yontif, this past Erev Yontif. He said he had this situation that they took place in their family, which they said he said, we're not doing this ever again. The children apparently would hide the chametz, and they couldn't find one of them. And it wasn't just a small piece of less than the kazayis, it was a pita, a whole pita. And he says on Friday, on Shabbos, he opens a drawer and he started schwitzing. He found the whole pita. He went to bench. He said, never again. You have to do a chippus. You have to search. You have to search what the averas are. But you have to know what the mitzvahs are first. Then, v'nachkoiro. What's nachkoiro? Nachkoiro is to examine. That's the 12th principle. That's the next piece. Now we're discussing chippus. Nachkoiro is to examine the severity of each aveira. A person who has to know how serious it is. How serious it is to go through a red light. How serious it is to pass through a stop sign without stopping. How serious it is to go around a bus when they put on their stop signals and they put out that stick that says no car should go. And how serious it is for a driver to just pass right through. The consequences, we don't want to finish a sentence, chas v'shalom. A person has to realize, he has to examine. That's v'nach koira. That's ois lamed zayin, the next discussion. But over here, We're discussing Nachmasud Derachinav and Nachkayav and Ashuva. Says Rabbeinu Yoinav, Yasa Kein Lashloisha Dvarim. A person who wants to do Shuva has to do this with three things. Ha'echod Laman Yiskor Kola Dvarim Asher Chota Aleim Yizvad Al Kulon. He has to do this in order to remember everything that he did wrong. That's a big statement. Everything he did wrong, at least to his greatest ability. V'yizvad al kulon. Vidui is of the ikrei tshuva. To confess what I did wrong is of the main parts of tshuva. So a person has to be thinking, I want to do tshuva. It's not just Erev Yom Kippur. It's the month of Nisan. Tshuva is for every single day. Shuv yoim echol lifnei moisoscha. Come do tshuva the day before you die. The person knows when he's going to die. He doesn't know when he's going to die. Every day is for tshuva. So the first step here is echod leman yizkor kol advar mesherchot aleim v'izvad al kulon. He should remember. He has to search his behavior and look into his behavior to see what did I do wrong, so I can say vidui ki avidim ikriya kaparo v'hasheni leman yeda. Another benefit of a person doing chippus, searching his behavior, is to humble himself. We see constantly on a regular basis, Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us, it's the Baal Gaiva, the arrogant person. The arrogant person is the one who does averus. If he's humbling himself, he won't look down on other people. He'll give them proper respect. He'll realize how much he owes to Hashem. He'll do his mitzvahs. L'man yeda kamo lo yavoynos v'chatoyis v'yosef likona, and it will create a feeling of humility. Ki af api, and he says here, the shlishi, the third reason why he should do this chippus, this searching inside of his heart for his proper behavior or improper behavior, ki af api, even though he accepts upon himself to stop doing aveiros, sarech sheyeda advar meshechot aleim. He has to know, what did he do wrong? Why? He has to make gedarim. Very important. Extremely important. A person has to know where his weaknesses are. A person has to know himself. This morning after davening, someone comes over to me and asks me a question. A question I did was not able to answer. He says to me, do you know the tune that starts like this? Who sings this? Who's? And I said, I'm sorry, I'm tone deaf. I said, I wish I could help you. I love music. I'm not good at it. That's not my qualities. You have to know who you are. You have to know who you are. If you would ask me, do I give a Shari Tshuva shir? I would say, yes, you could join the group. You have to know your weaknesses in order to build up fences. You have to build up a good 20-foot wall. And make sure no one gets in. And who is that person? You have to make sure, not the person, but the Yetzirah has to make sure they stay out. Continues the Ben Yoyin discussing the importance of Gedarim, because the person has already fallen to a certain Aveira. He is weaker. It's just like a person who has a wound, and he has a bandage on the wound. He has an open cut, so he seals it. If the scab is not totally formed, and he stretches his arm where he cut himself, he's going to re-injure himself. He's going to open the scab. He's going to start bleeding again. He has to make sure the scab heals and forms properly over the wound. And then after the scab falls off on its own, the skin is strong once again. But he has to make the gedarim, the fences, wherever he's weak. And this is the 11th principle, chippus derach, of searching one's ways, and the reasons as to why it's so important.